All right, Brooke, you're going for 14 wins in a row today.
Okay, double sevens. That's how I think of it.
Ooh, yep. Nice.
And if you win today, it means that you don't support our troops because Rachel is calling in from JBLM, and I think you should just let her win.
No.
Oh, Brooke.
No, that is not what it means at all. Rachel, thank you very much for your service.
Thank you for your support.
I support you fully, and I'm sorry I'm going to have to beat you.
Oh, it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that support to me at all. All right, we're going to send Brooke out of the studio. Rachel, the game is played like this. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and don't just do it for yourself, and don't just do it for the money today. Do it for America.
Yeah!
All right, you ready?
She's like, no, I'm doing it for me.
Here we go. Okay, your time starts now. What's the legal term for lying under oath? In Britain, this household feature is called a PowerPoint. What's it called in America?
Congress.
What cooking ingredient comes from the French word meaning sour wine?
Vinegar.
Scientists have discovered that the world's oldest mountain range is in the United States. What are they called?
The Rocky Mountains.
Rocky, okay. Got that in on time. We'll bring Brooke back into the studio. So, you're at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. What do you do there?
Communications.
So yeah. You just talk to people?
No.
Satellite signal.
Oh, way more complicated than I thought.
Yeah, she walks to work and just says hi to everyone. That's her job.
All right. You ready to see if you can beat Brooke?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, her. Okay.
Yeah, her.
I'm already failing at the first question. Dang it.
Brooke, come on.
All right. Here we go, Brooke. Your time starts now. What's the legal term for lying under oath?
Perjury.
In Britain, this household feature is called a PowerPoint. What is it called in America?
Pass.
What cooking ingredient comes from the French word meaning sour wine?
Vinegar.
Scientists have discovered that the world's oldest mountain range is in the United States. What are they called?
Pass.
The person that directs a circus is called what?
Ringleader.
All right, let's send it on over to the scoreboard and see how you guys did with Jose.
I'm done. No more babies for me.
Bolaños.
All right, Rachel, love what you do. Thanks again for your service. Today you got one correct. I know, right? Brooke?
Yes.
Four correct.
Oh,
wow.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. Normally we'd celebrate a victory for you, Brooke, but today I think it just says something about how you feel about the people who protect all of our liberty here in the country.
Rachel is also, I'm sure, a gracious loser as well as a very tough fighter.
Rachel, do you feel slighted? Like,
No, honestly.
Okay.
All right. Well, give Brooke props.
Yeah, okay. You did get beat. You did not win the $100, but let's go over the answers. What's the legal term for lying under oath? That would be perjury. In Britain, this household feature is called a PowerPoint. What's it called in America? An electrical outlet. What cooking ingredient comes from the French word meaning sour wine? Vinegar. Scientists have discovered that the world's oldest mountain range is in the United States. What's it called? The Appalachian Mountains.
Wow.
And the person that directs a circus is called the ringmaster.
And we did accept ringleader. That's also an acceptable answer. So you got that right.
Oh,
I was going to say the apps for the mountain range. I'm like, wait, apps? That's not
apps.
I can't be right.
The apps mountains. I don't know.
The digital mountains.
It could be what they call them there. I have no idea. Rachel, you didn't win the money today, but just for playing, you got a 4-pack of tickets to the Lights of Christmas in Stanwood with over 1 million lights. It's the largest lights display in the Pacific Northwest.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Take care. We'll play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.